On FM and DAB across Medway.
Online and on the move. On your smartphone.
This is KMFM with the latest news for Kent at 1. Joanna Earle.
There's a warning in place for more thundery downpours this afternoon following a night of thunderstorms and heavy rain in Kent. We're being urged to take extra care on the roads as a month's worth of rain looks set to cause flash flooding and travel disruption. A weather warning is in force until 2 tomorrow morning. Toby Howe is from Kent Highways.
People really need to allow extra time, take extra care as well, because conditions on the roads, including the motorways, will be pretty hazardous. We've had previous problems when we've had flooded roads, we have roads closed through flooding, and people still, because they normally drive that route, still insist on going through, and that causes then problems to the emergency services, who then have to go and rescue them.
A man accused of murdering MP Joe Cox is expected to go on trial in November. Thomas Mayer from Birstall appeared via video link at the Old Bailey earlier to confirm his name.
KMFM News.
A video has been posted online appearing to show a group of teenagers trashing a former Sikh temple in Gravesend. Joss has watched the footage for KMFM.
Well, the 45-second clip appears to show the kids throwing objects and smashing glass in the former Gurdwara. The footage was posted on Snapchat last night and has already been viewed more than 72,000 times. The building in Clarence Place was used as a temple for 40 years before closing in 2008. Kelvinder Kaur is the Gurdwara's Assistant General Secretary.
We will be working to resecure the building as soon as possible. We thank you for your patience and let's all keep calm.
A 20-year-old man has been arrested after another man was found lying in a street in Medway with serious head injuries. The victim was discovered in Station Road near Friary Place in Strood on Tuesday evening. The suspect from Chatham is being held on suspicion of assault. Four men have been arrested on suspicion of smuggling migrants across the English Channel. It follows suspicious activity involving an inflatable boat in Ramsgate in September last year. The men, who are aged between 33 and 65, were detained following a series of raids across the UK. They've since been bailed.
KMFM News.
There's a call for fast food chains to be banned from delivering to schools. The Royal Society for Public Health says it's found about a quarter of secondary school students have ordered takeaways during lunch breaks. Its survey also suggests young people want clearer packaging on food. Malik Thomas is an ambassador for the Young Person's Obesity Strategy.
If we can get the message out that actually healthy food can taste really nice and it can be affordable and there are ways to make it taste nice, children will be encouraged to opt for the healthier option.
A 28-year-old man from Thanet, arrested on suspicion of posting a threatening Facebook message to a Kent MP, has been bailed. The message, which allegedly contained emojis of a gun and a knife, was reportedly sent to Thanet South's Craig McKinley. Voting is underway for the EU referendum. 46.5 million people are able to have a say on whether the UK should remain or leave the European Union. Polling stations close at 10 o'clock tonight.
KMFM News.
Has been flown to a London hospital following a suspected stabbing in Sittingbourne. Emergency crews were called to reports of a disturbance in Woodbury Drive just before 7:30 last night. A man in his 30s had suffered a wound to his lower back. Police are investigating. So far, no one's been arrested. And IKEA is recalling a line of safety gates following reports of children falling down stairs after they opened unexpectedly. The Swedish chain is urging anyone with a patrol gate to stop using it immediately and return it for a full refund. An investigation has shown the lock-in mechanism isn't reliable and poses a risk to small children.
KMFM Sport.
With First Choice Garage Doors. Installing quality garage doors across Kent. First-choice.co.uk.
Footballer Jamie Vardy is staying at Leicester. With more on that and the rest of the sport this lunchtime, here's Nicola.
Well, the England striker has signed a new four-year contract with the Premier League champions. Arsenal were understood to have activated Vardy's release clause recently, but the forward, who's with England at Euro 2016, will remain at Leicester City. Meantime, we now know which teams will be playing each other in the last 16 of Euro 2016. Northern Ireland will face Wales in Paris on Saturday. That'll be followed followed the next day by the Republic of Ireland against host France in Lyon. England will then take on Iceland in Nice on Monday. And in cricket, Kent's Tammy Beaumont scored a century for England as they beat Pakistan by 212 runs in their latest one-day international. Heather Knight's side hit a record 378 for 5 from their 50 overs at Worcester. It means they're now 2-0 up in the series with the final game at Taunton on Monday.
That's the latest. Next update's at 2.
Read, watch and listen to all the latest news stories across Kent
at kentonline.co.uk.